Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we miss our loved ones. Father,
energy is not there that we thought would be there to do the things that we need. Father, we ask you to strengthen us. Father, we really don't want to be bothered with anyone. We don't want anyone coming to us. So, Father, we thank you that you will avert anyone who had planned to come. We don't want to be bothered. We don't want to be bothered. We just want to be shut in and alone. Ourself for that one person that's special to us, that you have given unto us and given unto our hearts. And who's our future? Father, we thank you that you have revealed us, that you chose us, that we were your idea. And we say thank you. And that it won't be long. You won't wait. You won't tear. And you won't choke. We won't get caught up and distracted. We belong to you. Father, we belong to you. So, Father, we honor you on this morning. Thank you. That we'll keep walking with you. And you have great supplies in store for us. So, Father, we ask you to teach us how to be 24/7. We are your sons. Therefore, Father, we ask you to teach us how to abide in the sunshine. Father, we ask you to teach us how to walk in sunshine as king and queen of you. Father, we thank you. Teach us how to walk in the perfect victory. Father, the ocean of a Kennedy, Father, turn our vision and our eyesight the way you seek and see us. In the name of Yeshua. Now, Father, my eyes should just not be lit so clear that word of life would come into our lips, oh God, that those that you send to ministry, that they will be saved, filled with all the ghosts, sanctified, set aside, set apart, that they will be discipled, that they will be taught, Father, how to live daily with you in your presence, in a holy relationship with you. And so we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. True will be the honor of the Lord on this morning. For every one of you, I'll have in the chance of my life on our archives on the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings rest upon every one of you. Please forgive us for being late. Bad weather our era, but we are here. Amen. To declare the works of the Lord. The last time that we gathered together, we read in your hearing. We read Hebrews, we read Psalms, and then we read the Gospel as according to Luke. Amen. And when we read that, we read the passages of Scripture which stated that our Savior was in the Garden of Eden. Amen. It is most profound. That our Savior's most agonizing struggle really wasn't the cross. Let me say it again. I'm not saying that he did not struggle on the cross. No, I did not say that. I said his most agonizing struggle came before he physically was physically placed upon the cross. It was his mind. It was the Garden of Gethsemane. And you know, it's so profound that his most agonizing battle would take place in the garden. What are you saying, preacher? Well, he is the last man, Adam. Isn't that what our brother Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 15, as it were? He's our last man, Adam. And then he tells us that in Romans chapter 5, that by one sin in the world, and by one many will be saved through righteousness and justification in our Lord and we look at that, there's so many pearls, so many jewels that can be pulled from that. And one of the pearls that I want to pull from that is this. Hebrews chapter 9 tells us that without the remission of sin, and even without the shedding of blood, there cannot be remission of sin. Said it again. Without the shedding of blood, there cannot be remission of sin. Now, why would Heavenly Father choose this sentence? Well, you go back to the beginning, and the beginning to us is Genesis, but we know it goes further than that, because when you look real close into Psalms, and you get Isaiah and Ezekiel and Jeremiah, and then you look at the text of Zephaniah, Zechariah, those types of things, and you look at Revelation, they give you insight that the word has put to place on earth prior to the first verse. Revelation, for example, says that there was war in heaven with the dragon. There was war in heaven with the dragon. And then we find the first verse of Genesis and God. But before that, there was something else that took place. And there's something else. There was war in heaven. There was war in heaven. Glory to God. There was war in heaven. What do we extrapolate from that? We extrapolate that the text tells us in Romans chapter 8 that all things work together for good. All things work together for good for us, for man, even before man was breathing to as a human being, because before the foundation of the world, the Lord had the plan of redemption in motion. How that so when we look at the text of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, God is the thunder time, man is the author saying, what is he conveying to us? He's telling us that, through the process, through many means and ways, and we can find that in the text of over the that Father used many ways of reaching us, reaching out to us. Hallelujah. Died for our sins. We pray, God, blessings upon you. We pray, yes, peace upon you and those of you. We stay up for extra moments. The guest call in number is 619-787-3141. The guest call in is 619-768-7314. You can continue to listen by means of the internet, or you can call in, or you can come back later to the podcast. We thank you for your time, and we pray word will be spoken that will strengthen and encourage you. You continue to walk with the good shepherd. He will never fail you, forsake you, for he loves you. Amen. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, you find a profound scene of the Garden of Gethsemane. I often say that the victory of Calvary was won by our Savior in the Garden of Gethsemane. But again, so profound, because the first man, Adam, lost his status. He failed. What did he fall from? He failed from his position as son. He failed from sonship. And therefore, he began to wonder. Go to God. Cain and Abel. Jacob, Israel. Come on, Holy Ghost, make it plain. You and you. But praise be unto God, as David said, that the Lord does not impute his judgment upon sons. No. David said, who art you, this man that you are mindful of? And then in another psalm, I believe it's around that Psalm 116, he says, our mind wonder how you think of us, the thoughts of God to us. And then some thousands of years later, Isaiah picked up on it. Jeremiah, Isaiah 2. Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I think for you, the thoughts of peace and of evil. You just expect that he is. So we give you praise and glory on this morning. Now, as we hurry along here, man failed in the garden because of disobedience and believing the lies of the wicked one, Satan. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Now, everything will belong in the tuned with everything that he was about to face, that he already faced everything in the garden. He already had the nails. He already had the nails in his hands. But he kept on walking. I think he said it when he was on the ground by one of them, Elijah and Moses. Because he already saw himself walking towards Calvary with the cross on his shoulder. Thank you. Holy Week of commemoration and thankfulness of what our Savior endured for us. Went to the cross so we wouldn't have to. He died so we wouldn't have to. He went to hell so we wouldn't have to. He endured hell so we wouldn't have to. And so, Father, we thank you. Give you praise. And you better get deep behind me, Satan.